T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on Friday morning. And a chilly, chilly 12 degrees. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are reacting to the Justice Department withdrawing its 9-year sentence recommendation for President Donald Trump's longtime associate, Roger Stone.
Some Democrats are already talking about impeachment again, this time in relation to the Roger Stone case. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped Attorney General William Barr.
He's lied to Congress, for which he will be in contempt. He has engaged in these activities. What a sad disappointment to our country.
But recent polling suggests much of the American public is ready for Congress to move on after President Trump's acquittal in the impeachment trial. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats have a one-track mind.
All they have is a mission to impeach, and this is all they continue to drive. When the rest of America would like to move on from their nightmares they put us through.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
If a new bill passes in Topeka, you will be allowed to buy fireworks year-round in Kansas. A proposed bill would allow some retailers to sell fireworks all year. And it would allow temporary fireworks stands to sell for an extra week. Now, if the bill passes, cities and counties will be allowed to set restrictions on that. A Wichita woman has pleaded guilty to defrauding Medicaid by claiming she was caring for a man when he was in jail.
52-year-old Greta Smith entered the guilty plea Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. An investigation found that she had collected nearly $28,000 by claiming to be providing in-home personal care for 65-year-old Joe Mitchell last year when he was actually incarcerated on unrelated charges. Prosecutors say Smith put at least some of the money, and possibly all of it, into Mitchell's jail commissary account. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
One Missouri father is in big trouble after he got onto a school bus full of kids.
It was a fight between students at a bus stop outside St. Louis, which continued when the kids got on the bus. That's reportedly when a father, Christian Goodson, whipped out his pistol and broke the glass on the closed bus door when the driver wouldn't let him on. He did eventually get on the bus, pushed the driver out of the way, and pointed this loaded handgun at everyone on board. The kids all ran to the back of the bus. Goodson took his kids off. He was later arrested at his home and is now charged with unlawful use of a weapon, endangering the welfare of a child, property damage, and assault. John Saucier, Fox News.
An investigation underway in South Carolina after a mosque is vandalized.
A teenage girl is in custody and others may soon be joining her. Police in Charleston say they have surveillance video of Haley Riddle and others suspected of spray painting the words "utterly blessed" on the Islamic Center of Charleston. It's unclear why they wrote that phrase, but the act has drawn widespread condemnation. Investigators are now asking for the public's help in finding the others believed to be involved in the vandalism. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The heater has been getting a workout the last couple of days with some of the coldest air we've had so far this season, but that is going to be moving on out. Today, partly cloudy with some sunshine. We should be in the low 30s by noontime and 37 and breezy this afternoon. Clouding up down to 33 tonight, 51 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 12 degrees, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we're getting towards the closing argument in the Harvey Weinstein trial.
Jurors in the Harvey Weinstein trial may hear prosecutors try and focus their attention back on the details of unwanted encounters between the witnesses who testified and Weinstein. His lawyer, Donna Rotunno, gave her closing arguments yesterday, telling the jury that Weinstein was a target of the Me Too movement, saying the prosecutors have presented an alternative universe and urged jurors to use their common sense and acquit her client. Weinstein is charged with raping a woman in a Manhattan hotel room in 2013 and sexually assaulting a different woman in 2006. He has maintained that any contact was consensual. Jury deliberations are set to start on Tuesday. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Actress Patricia Heaton delving into the partisan realm.
Outspoken pro-life actress Patricia Heaton is taking on the Democratic Party's stance on abortion. She tweeted, "I don't understand why pro-life people want to know if they're welcome to join the Democrat Party. Why would any civilized person want to support a barbaric platform that champions abortion for any reason through all 9 months funded by taxpayers?" The issue came up after Mayor Pete Buttigieg's town hall on Fox News when one woman who leads Democrats for Life asked Mayor Pete about whether the party included room for her. The presidential candidate said he supports the party's stance, which is abortion access to all women without specifying time periods for potential restrictions. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
One pro football quarterback putting out a new book.
Colin Kaepernick is ready to tell the story of his evolution and the events that led him to protest systemic oppression. That's according to a statement from the former San Francisco 49ers QB, announcing the upcoming release of his memoir through his own company, Kaepernick Publishing. Kaep will share what led him to begin kneeling during the national anthem to protest social injustice and police brutality starting in 2016. He has not been with an NFL team since opting out of the final year of his contract with the Niners in March of 2017. Kaepernick will also team up with for an audio version of this memoir. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Snoop Dogg doing an about-face.
Snoop Dogg has apologized to Gayle King in a video posted on his Instagram after he went after the anchor for bringing up Kobe Bryant's sexual assault case in an interview on CBS This Morning with WNBA star Lisa Leslie. Snoop opened up the video saying two wrongs don't make a right, adding he shouldn't have spoken to her in that manner.
Every time you mess up, it's okay to fix it. It's okay to man up and say that you're wrong. I apologize. Hopefully we can sit down and talk privately.
In a now deleted video following a promo for the interview, Snoop attacked King, making fun of her looks and told her to back off. Oprah came to her friend's defense saying she was receiving death threats. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The director of the new Batman movie sharing a glimpse of his version.
Fans get a first look at Robert Pattinson as the new Batman. Director Matt Reeves releases a screen test of the Twilight actor in the new Batman suit. The teased trailer opens in black with ominous music. As it slowly fades into focus, you can see Pattinson wearing an angular Batman suit. But it will be a long wait to see the full picture. The new Batman movie won't hit theaters until June 2021. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It is St. Valentine's Day. How will the movies shake out this weekend?
I'm Michelle Polino. Jim Carrey stars as the evil genius in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Whatever this creature is, I'm going to uncover the source of its power.
After discovering a small, blue, fast hedgehog, a small-town police officer must help it defeat the man who wants to do experiments on
it. This weekend, you will be our guest.
This is not your childhood fantasy island. This film comes to the big screen as a horror adaptation of the popular 70s TV show about a magical island resort where people's dreams don't exactly play out like they hoped.
Terrible at first dates.
If you're in the mood for romance, The Photograph has you covered with Issa Rae and Lakeith Stanfield playing singles who meet and fall in love.
Heat left us.
In Downhill, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell play a couple who, barely escaping an avalanche during a family ski vacation, is thrown into disarray as they are forced to reevaluate their lives and how they feel about each other. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Let's get up close with a celebrity.
The Fox celebrity profile on cast members of Birds of Prey, the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn. Margot Robbie and Journey Smollett-Bell say they're excited to introduce an R-rated action flick crushing female character stereotypes.
We eliminated a romantic storyline, kind of goes against, I think, what we're used to, accustomed to seeing in a film when you have a female protagonist. She defies social norms in every way, and that's just a part of her anarchic sort of behavior.
To have an R-rated action comic book girl gang movie, it felt like, oh, wow, this is new and exciting and refreshing.
Margot adds it's also fun to play a role so unpredictable.
She does insane things all the time, and that is such a gift as an actor because you have many options. But as an actor, it means that I have a multitude of options, and that's a thrilling thing. But she's still very human in her vulnerability and her emotions.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
One of our co-workers celebrating a birthday today.
Really?
Or to this weekend, Jeree Short.
Jeree's having a birthday?
Yeah, Jeree's birthday tomorrow.
Seems like she has one every year.
So, we wish Jeree a happy birthday this weekend.
She is a treat.
We
love Jeree.
We've worked with her for quite a while.
Quite a while.
Yep, she's the best.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeree.
Jeree this weekend. Happy birthday today to Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs. Oh, Hugh Downs. Yeah.
99 today.
Wow.
Retired American broadcaster, TV host, news anchor, TV producer, author, game show host, music composer.
You did it all.
Well, when you live 99 years, you
a lot on
you
your
get
resume.
A chance to do a lot of things. You know, at one point, he was certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as holding the record for the greatest number of hours ever on network commercial television.
That's right.
More than 15,000 hours.
Wow.
He no longer holds that title. Who passed him?
Regis.
Yep. Regis Philbin.
Yep.
For many years, for almost 20 years, Hugh Downs held that title. He was one of the first inductees into the American TV Game Show Hall of Fame in Las Vegas. How about that? He hosted the game show Concentration.
Yes, I remember that.
Hugh Downs, and of course he was on 2020 for many years.
That's right, hosted that.
Hugh Downs is 99 today. All right, I promised you a St. Valentine's Day edition of The Blur. Let's check in with Conan O'Brien, TBS.
Here's a fun fact about Valentine's Day. An average man spends $196 on Valentine's Day. Yeah, works out to $25 for the first present, then $171 for the makeup present afterwards. The sorry for the beef jerky.
Well, the Late Late Show with James Corden, CBS.
If you're dreading tomorrow because you recently broke up with someone, don't worry. A zoo in Texas has you covered, right? They've said they will name a cockroach after your ex. And for a small donation, they will feed it to a zoo animal on Valentine's Day. It's just a bit of fun. Listen, if your answer to a bad breakup is cockroach sacrifice, I'm starting to see why your ex left you in the first place.
Let's get some thoughts on St. Valentine's Day from comedian Jim Gaffigan.
There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chalk out of the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help. I know nothing about Saint Valentine. I assume he's the patron saint of overpriced greeting cards. That's an odd ritual, really. You know, we go out and we buy cards that already have things written in them. It's like, yeah, that's something I'd say. Just add my name here at the bottom. Hey! You like what that other guy wrote in there? Took me 5 seconds to find it.
And to finish up here on St. Valentine's Day, how about a montage movie romance? See how many of these movies you can figure
out.
Okay. I never knew I could be like this.
You'll always have Paris.
You complete me.
You make me want to be a better man.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
As you wish.
I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
I think we got about 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah, those came pretty quick. Did you get any of them?
Yeah, I got to From Here to Eternity. Mm-hmm. And Casablanca.
Wow, I got one.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Princess Bride.
Yeah?
I didn't get that one.
You also had Jerry Maguire, As Good As It Gets, It's a Wonderful Life, Notting Hill, When Harry Met Sally, Princess Bride.
I got Harry Met Sally, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's a little St. Valentine's treat for you there. Speaking of St. Valentine's treat, how about the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair?
Oh, yeah.
For the entire month here in February, Napoleon's is offering KNSS listeners a sweetheart of a deal, $10 off on a service call if you mention Steve and Ted. So, hey, if your appliance is in trouble, call Terry, make an appointment, get $10 off that service call. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Hey, the Backstreet Boys coming to Bentrust Bank Arena August 21st. Got one more pair of tickets.
Ooh.
Call now, 869-1330, if you want to go see the Backstreet Boys at Interest Bank Arena. 844 now, Bill Roy coming up, Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.